Hello. Hey.
Start it up.
I don't need to fade out the opening track now.
Just because it's fading out itself.
Yeah, fading out itself.
Because we took so long.
Yep. That's why they call me Takes Them a Long Time Steve.
Oh, is someone downloading torrents in the office again?
That's why they call me Torrenting Steve.
Because Twitch is taking a long time just to load.
Yeah, it seems fine on this laptop. Didn't you say your laptop was completely fucked or something?
No, because I'm...
Well, it looks like it's pretty fucked to me. It looks messed up. That's why we don't run Gentoo. Oh, snap! LSD mode! Okay. Let me fix up this camera. Where are we? Camera. Network camera. Hope everyone's having a good Friday. You know, we got a weekend coming up. Not a long one. Just a normal one. Are you trying to fix your stupid AI?
No, I'm trying to kill it so it goes.
Snap. Do you use, what do you call it? P-kill.
Yeah, fucking 23 load.
Yeah, your laptop's not doing good, mate. Something's not good with it. Have you tried turning it off and on again? Are you sure it's plugged in? Nah, mate, it's not killing. It's not dying. Oh, brutal. Oh, there we are. Something happened. Can't connect. Yeah. Running, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That looks better. Okay. Load of 25, 23, 22. Look at that load fucking drop off.
But you had someone help you write up your news items. I feel left out now.
Have you written up your news article?
Yeah, I was the one who got over here talking.
She's written up a lot.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk about them.
Yeah,
Some of them have, like, full details. Like, so expenny. Yeah, okay. How is he going to talk about them then? Okay, the highlights are going to be enough to talk about.
All right. Shall I put on the helmet for the show?
Put on the helmet. What?
The helmet.
The helmet?
Yeah, do some archery.
That's not a helmet. That's goggles, if anything. Yeah. You talking about the Vive?
Yeah.
How is it a helmet?
People What's call that them helmets.
Who the fuck calls them a helmet?
People.
No, like, one calls them a helmet.
In Super Hot, it's a helmet.
Yeah. You're not in Super Hot.
I was just before.
Well, I think you're in archery.
Quite a while. So I think I finished it.
The archery?
The Super Hot.
Okay. Why? What happened?
Well, I did like a final one and then like someone opened the door to my bedroom.
Okay.
And then a triangle appeared, a pyramid.
Okay, yeah.
Then a gun appeared.
Okay.
And it said I know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So I did what I knew what to do with it.
What'd you do with it?
I shot myself in the head.
You shot yourself in the... They would kill you, bro.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
All right, fucking crank it up then.
You're literally closer.
I've got no hands, mate.
So I try and do it with my foot.
Don't fuck it. I'll do it. I've got to this. Oh, the shit I put up with. Hey, how many buses do you think I'm going to get today?
I don't know. That was quite a quick one. I'm going to say maybe... Lucky number 13.
Okay, I'm going to go... I was actually thinking far lower. I was going to say 7.
All right.
It feels like a slow day to me. Feels like a slow day.
If that's what you want.
I'll tell you what I want.
I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want.
Yeah, you figured out the song, but your vocals aren't super on point.
Or do you want me to stand up and do this properly?
I don't know. I just don't think you'd ever make a good Spice Girl.
I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. Oh, something. I wanna. Put on the backing track and I'll be perfect.
Hey, TPP. 11. It's Ooh. A middle guess. Pretty good guess. It could be.
I like it when other people join with the guesses.
Yeah, no, right. It's good. Makes me feel like a real interactive show.
What's our reporter on the street saying?
I think she said, I don't know how to work computers. I'm a girl.
Oh, that's not what she said.
She said, why can't... Are they turned on? Are the controllers turned on? Look at them in real life. Do they have a light on them? The other side. Yeah. Do they have a light? No, the other side. Like the front. The bottom button. Turn, like hold down the bottom button until the light turns on. It vibrates.
Does it like just turn off every once in a while?
Yeah, they have like saving and stuff. W buses have gone past. I guess it's working for you now. Yeah, we got a Vive in the office now. You're on a bus?
Oh, hey.
Where?
What bus are you on?
Yeah, yeah. Are you in?
Are you going to like be on the show?
That'd be crazy. You should like hijack the bus if you are and like... Or maybe just reach across and press the honk honk, the horn.
Oh my God, yeah, like just fucking lean on the horn.
Yeah, yeah. I presume you're not a driver, but don't let that stop you.
Oh my God, what a spoiler if that was.
If they were a driver?
Yeah, TPP could be a driver.
Well, yeah, I didn't say they're not a driver. I said, I assume you're not a driver.
Man, imagine the spoiler.
What do you mean the spoiler? What do you mean the spoiler?
Well, they're watching a show about... hate on buses.
It's not about hate on buses. We don't hate on buses on this show. We stand with the common bus driver.
We do stand for better rights.
We do not hate bus drivers. Like, we always talk about how we want bus drivers to be paid more.
Yeah, paid more.
Better brakes, not having to be fucking rushed
all
the
time. So my friend at soccer, he was saying his bus is actually quite reliable because... Mana bus pay their drivers a living wage.
That's good.
And the drivers are just real nice and they say hi to people and they like don't yell abuse.
My bus driver's been saying hi lately. My bus drivers, plural. Real nice lately. Also,
I just don't catch the bus anymore because mine just never shows up.
DPB says they're overseas at the moment and the messages are laggy and not a bus driver.
Oh, exclamation mark.
Yeah, like, I ain't a bus driver. Don't put me in with those bus driver types.
I know he's a driver because I've seen a video from his dash cam.
Aren't we all drivers in this crazy world?
Not everyone. Say,
No, I mean, like, drivers of the soul.
Ooh.
You know?
Ooh, what's she playing?
Archery.
Oh, yeah, she is doing archery.
That's why they call her archery reporter.
I told my wife to contact her, but maybe it wasn't a good...
About VR?
Coming here.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, well, I'm packing it up at 6 or so.
Oh, you're packing up at 6. When are we defusing bombs?
Okay, yeah, no, we can stay. I thought we were going to do it this afternoon. I honestly thought what was going to happen was we'd finish the training.
We can't just skive off work and...
It's okay. It's okay. The boss has left. The boss has left.
We can't just skive off work for hours and play games.
You
Steven.
Literally did that. You weren't here from lunchtime.
I did not play games.
You weren't here from lunchtime.
Not lunchtime.
Yes, lunchtime?
No, before after lunchtime? After lunchtime.
No.
I left at 1:30.
What about the... No, I'm pretty sure it's before that. When was the soccer game?
2. 1:55.
Okay, maybe.
I left it like 1:45, I think.
Honestly, like, you know when you like get stuck into something and you like lose track of time?
Yeah.
I had that pretty hard.
I started on the CTF and I'm like, I was starting to get into it. I'm like, oh no, I gotta go to soccer.
Yeah, yeah. And once it breaks it up anyway, it's kind of like, eh.
You can play another game.
Hey, were you drinking today, Hugh?
Was I drinking?
Yeah. Alcoholic beverages.
I'm currently drinking alcoholic beverage. Yeah, okay. I have not drunk with my sister at all today.
I guess that means you have been drinking today.
I have not drunk with my sister at all today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's just like when you said, I can't think of an example. Okay, well, should we get some news then? What's the time?
Do you think I've been drinking? Is it obvious?
Hey, your face is really red. Have you been biking in the cold?
No, I was just playing on the Vive.
Just drinking, okay, yeah. Look, are you cold right now? Is that why your face is red?
No.
Okay.
I'm quite warm because I've been jumping around drinking.
Jumping around drinking. I fucking knew it. I knew it.
jumping around playing archery on the Vive.
Why were you
not
jumping?
I'm drinking now. See, like you can see, I'm...
We're all drinking in this crazy world.
I'm currently drinking. You're drinking a child's drink.
How the fuck is this a child's drink? Childhood
children drink it.
Okay. Children drink that.
Cyclist. Oh, not really. It was a cyclist or an orange.
What, is the camera like real delayed?
Potentially. It did have a fall last week.
Yeah, that's right.
News, you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why not?
Trains broke this week.
Oh, did it? Signaling fault? Because we had this, like...
Operational fault?
Oh, yeah. You know what really annoys me? Is that we have... It doesn't happen everywhere, but I think tech, you know, it tends to have a attitude of like, hey, when something goes wrong, tell people what went wrong. The good tech places, you know, Microsoft do this, Cloudflare does this, GitHub does this. And it's like part of that building trust thing where you're like, hey, this doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
This is why it happened. This is what we're going to do to fix it. And since everyone...
I like when places do like postmortems and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm describing, yeah.
Yeah. It would be great if...
I think part of it is like
could do this.
I think part of it's like GitHub knows that its users are, you know, the people who read its postmortem are the people who use the service, right? So it makes sense for them to do a postmortem because it's essentially telling your customers why they shouldn't lose faith.
Yeah.
Which is the exact same situations Metlink is in. It's like, you know, for example, if us here at our company fuck up, it wouldn't make sense for us to do a public postmortem. Because our customers aren't every single person on the internet.
Yeah.
But it does make sense for Metlink to do it. Because
yep, I would agree.
Every commuter, every citizen of Wellington...
They kind of do postmortems. Like, they sometimes describe what the issue is, but sometimes they don't. Which makes you think, maybe this was just a fuck-up. Like,
Yeah, operational issue. Like, some guy got drunk again.
You just have to guess and, like, yeah.
And you guess bad, yeah. And that's the thing, like, you want to... The point of a postmortem isn't to be like, yeah, they fucked up. It's to be like, oh, how do we stop this happening in future?
Yeah.
Whatever caused it.
We fucked up by doing this or not doing this.
Operator error, whatever.
We now know that we have either done this or not done this, and in future we will most likely not do this because now we know that we have not done this or done this.
Change your procedure, change your policy, implement a fail guard.
Just remember this is local government that's running the bus company.
Lagoima.
It's literally, no one there will give a shit
whether I know,
it runs well or not.
I know, it's fucking annoying. Do you ever think, I'm sure you do, I think we've talked about this, when you look at like a situation and you're like, give me fucking 1 week with it and I'll sort the fucker out. You know what I mean?
Yes. I have had many of those thoughts over the last year.
It's like.
I think I've even said, like, a fucking second year uni student could, like, design a better network.
Yeah, yeah. And then we worked with some second year uni students and you were like, you know what? Maybe third year. Because the second year ones.
When I was in second year, I could have done it.
I know. I feel the same way. I'm like, I was in second year. But then you work with the average second year uni student and you think, okay, well, I see why they didn't pick a second year uni student. But here's the other thing. Then you work with a person who's been developing for 10 years and you think, well, fuck, they couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it doesn't matter how many years they've been doing it. There's shitty people in all walks of life.
I do want to say, we got a project out of uni.
We did. It wasn't bad, right?
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know if I would want that project running my entire bus network.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does what it does.
Yes. I think everything does what it does.
It's not running currently, though.
Yeah. AI, man. It's a lot of power. We should get rich, like real rich, and then upgrade this laptop to be like a real good one.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking we should
do that.
We were doing what do you call it? News.
Yeah, so my news was...
What was the news? There was a train fault this week?
Yeah, there was I think it was an operational fault.
Okay, how long did it last for? What happened?
One day, I think.
A full day?
Yeah. Whoa. Well, like the rush hour of one afternoon, evening.
Hey, it's still bad then, yeah.
Yeah. It's potentially worse than a full day because people come in...
Yeah.
Then can't get out.
Whereas if it's down in the morning, a lot of people will just be like, ah, fuck this, I'm staying home today.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I am surprised constantly at how unresilient the system is. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like, I don't know if other countries do it differently, but I don't think I've ever seen a fault where it's like the entire Tokyo subway system is down.
If you look at the layer of Wellington, you can kind of understand how we... just completely failed.
Yeah, I guess so. A little bit.
We've got two main roads into Wellington.
Yeah.
We've got two main rail lines into Wellington.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's like when the earthquake happened and it's like, oh, by the way, all these places are completely cut off now. And you're like, what? How? They're like real central. And it's like, well, there's one road. So,
yeah.
Sorry, mate. If you're not on the one road, fuck you.
But yeah, that happened. That happened.
Yeah, I'll take a story. Here's a funny one. You know the Airbus A350? Of course you do, mate.
I think I have flown on a few of them.
A350s?
A350s?
Yeah, they're the bigger ones.
Yeah, I think I've done an A350. That's one there. Right there, right there.
Oh, easy. Yeah, or is that two, technically?
Oh, no, I think he's just over.
Safe, yeah. Although, look at these people having to weave between the buses.
Oh, my God, yeah, they are weaving. And this other bus, like, kind of looks like, yeah, I'm going to fill in that gap.
He's still keen for it. We get a lot of A320s here in New Zealand. I think part of the Air New Zealand fleet is A320. But, do you know, you have to restart them every 100 and something hours. A hard reboot, like full power off, turn off. Let everything shut down.
It scares me because I want to know why. But
yeah,
I also don't want to know why.
Well, here's what happens if you don't do it. You start to lose all your systems. Everything stops responding.
Yeah.
You have to do a hard reboot, like a full power off, shut down everything, bring it back up. And I think 2 years ago, that information came out being like, hey, you guys need to do this so that we don't crash. And they've just kind of just been like, oh, yeah, mate. Well, now we know how to fix it. Keep flying them. Right?
So my friend works in the rocket industry and their computers, they have like four computers on board.
Yeah.
All doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Three of them are doing the same thing and one of them is monitoring all the others.
Yeah.
And basically if the memory is different on any of them, it's just like something's wrong because like solar flares happen and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh damn, like you actually have to like worry about that shit up there.
I mean, it's fucking annoying when you have it happen here as well. Like, we have had things. Do you know, there was actually a really nifty attack someone did. If you're executing in, like, the JVM, right, you can't break out of it. You're stuck in the JVM. You can imply policies. There was an attack done where, look at that car. He shouldn't be down there. You shine a heat lamp at the RAM.
Yeah, yeah.
And it causes enough bit flips that you can break out of the JVM.
Oh,
so
wow.
you like spray the heap, right? You know, you have 64 gigs, you spray the shit out of the heap, you shine a heat lamp at it, bit flips, break out. Pretty cool. Anyway, that's my new story.
Backwards,
I don't know if it really counts as security, but it's tech. It's funny.
Yeah. All right, you want me one?
Yeah.
Do you know some guy called Greg Campbell?
Is he the one who makes spices and soups?
He is the CEO of Greater Wellington Regional Council. Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say Greggs or Campbell's.
Oh, yeah, there is Greggs and Campbell's.
Yeah, they make spices and soups.
Yeah. So this guy, are we like restarting?
We'll just snooze that, buddy.
Snooze.
Yeah, go to sleep, buddy. It's okay.
Yeah, this client laptop, like, the first day I logged in, it's just like, I need to restart to install updates. I'm like, going to restart in like 5 hours. I'm like, what? Like, do I get an option to like be like, no?
And you didn't, did you?
I didn't.
It was just like, fuck it. Yeah.
Fuck it.
Occasionally, I'll leave my computer on overnight doing something like important, like cracking a password or something.
Someone hacked this.
Someone hacked it.
Yeah.
What happened?
They opened up some Google pages.
Oh, yeah? What did they install malware on it or anything?
If they did anything more, I hope they wrote it up in a report so I can just copy paste.
Well, you're having trouble hacking the client and you're like, oh, I hope someone actually hacked them.
Nah, it's a weird job.
Yeah.
I've told you about it.
So you know this the CTF we're doing today?
Yep.
My Windows Defender kept getting triggered because my Notepad++, I was just copy and pasting commands, like running Mimikatz.
Yeah.
And that was triggering my AV on my local computer.
You might have to explain how to get out of the archery into the tutorial.
You'll be right, mate.
Otherwise, just wing it.
Yeah. That's fine. Let's just carry on. If they have trouble, we can.
Yeah. Yeah, so Greg Campbell, CEO of
Actually,
Regional
I
Council.
Don't recall him at all, which just means I haven't been.
He is the one that said if I could do it again, I'd do nothing different.
I thought
that was one there.
Okay, nice. I'm glad
it could have been Chris Laidlaw.
Fuck it, did
was
you
two.
See that? Oh, shit.
That was like
one. That was
very rare.
That was. God, Jesus, fucking! That
oh
was...
my God, the bus, the trains are having reduced seating to an earlier trespassing event.
What? Five. Okay, my guess of seven.
Yeah,
was really...
due to an earlier trespass event.
How does a trespass event mean there's less seats?
I think they just make up.
So, what website is this, dude? Oh, is this your email? Okay.
This is my email.
Gotcha.
I think they just like make up things.
Yeah, that sounds real. Is it? Time for underground transport, so we'll catch you next show later. Slim ticketing system. No. Well, good at slim ticketing system. See you, TPP. Have fun.
Oh, see ya. Yeah, so, oh, Greg Campbell.
Yeah, so I thought it was someone called Chris who said they wouldn't.
Chris Laidlaw. All right, yeah, it was Chris Laidlaw that said he wouldn't do anything different again.
Yeah.
I think Greg Campbell hasn't said anything. We've got LSD and a bus that just fucking sped through.
That was, right? That was,
like,
that wasn't subtle.
Nah, no red light there. No red light there.
Six. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't think Greg Campbell has said anything so far.
Okay, he's just stay quiet.
But he's the CEO. But he has admitted fault.
Okay.
He's like, I am the chief exec of this organization, so I take full responsibility for...
the success of the deployment of the new bus system.
Nah.
Imagine if he played everyone like that, though. Wouldn't
it
that
was
be crazy?
Like, oh, no, that wasn't the button I wanted.
He just cut out everything.
Bus news.
Bus news, bus news.
Oh my God, where does the bus news go?
You might have deleted it, mate.
Yeah, yes. I take responsibility. That's him.
Gotcha. He looks like he needs to take some fucking responsibility. Another shitty, mediocre white man fucking up life for the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking old dinosaur.
Old dinosaur. No offense to any old white people listening to the show. To be fair, me and you are. Definitely getting up there in terms of
old. Oh, we're not old. Like,
we're not dinosaurs, but...
I talk to a bunch of old people, and I always complain, oh, yeah, I'm feeling, like, real old, and, like, I guess I'm getting old. Like,
you are getting old, though.
Like, when I go to the doctors, and I have, like, oh, yeah, easy.
Fuck it. There's something in the water tonight. Jesus.
13, it's going to happen.
Sometimes I feel like you know what's going to happen before it happens. Whoa, okay, so as long as no more go through red lights for the rest of the night. Hey, bro, yeah, kick Aaron.
Oh, we'll just watch this one, dude.
Sorry, you go to the doctor and complain about being old, and the doctor's like, mate, I'm hot, like double your age.
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of what happens. So I'm like, well, I thought this was about me, not about you.
Get your own fucking doctor, yeah.
But yeah, he's admitted fault.
That's good.
He's taking responsibility. Not sure if that means the bus system is going to get fixed or not. Just someone is taking responsibility. So it's only been a year and someone is taking responsibility.
Well, that is good, I guess. I mean, you're right.
I suppose it's kind of an admission of maybe we fucked up. Because so far for the last year.
That's true, yeah. They've
just been like... nothing's wrong.
Nothing's wrong, yeah.
Nothing's wrong.
Ugh. Buses. Ugh, I don't want to talk about buses anymore. Let's just...
fair enough. Shall we swap lanes?
I'm on the wrong podcast, aren't I?
You are. You know how I feel about buses.
I know how you feel about buses. I know you've gone through your periods where you're like, fuck buses, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah.
I definitely understand that. Switching lanes, though. Do you know Facebook is... I think they're... they're planning on being fined. Well, they're not planning on it, although they are planning on it. They've been told they're going to be fined.
They're going to be fined.
Yeah. Are you trying to... what are you doing?
Archery.
Yeah. Yeah. Hence the archery movements. What else would this movement be?
Oh, I wasn't watching that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That is archery movements.
It's very archery movements. Sorry, people are playing
that
in the
life. Helmet doesn't look on, right?
It's not a helmet.
But it doesn't look on, right?
Yeah, it looks like it's too high, right?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Definitely. Oh, well. Where were we? Facebook is going to be fined $7
billion? Ooh.
Something.
What's old Lizard King going to do?
Less, I don't know, bask in the other 90% of his profit? Right? Like,
yeah.
It's not really... like, oh, that's less than
10%. He's probably going to maybe have a half quarter smile, maybe? Just
yeah. His weird little lizard person smile. Yeah, I don't know. It's not really tech, is it? So this is specifically for the Cambridge Analytical scandal, which is funny because it was really not...
Oh, there's
to me, it didn't seem that
Cambridge
crazy.
Analytica doco on Netflix now.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, someone told me about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It seems weird to me because it's like someone scrapes Facebook. Facebook's get fined $7 billion. It's like, I don't know. Like, their entire... Like, to me, Facebook's business model is predatory, so they shouldn't be a company. Doesn't like I don't know if like someone scraped the data Facebook collected and therefore they should be punished for that. I don't know if that's the super right way to go about it.
Yeah.
So much as maybe Facebook shouldn't be collecting all this data. I don't know. It's weird. I just I feel like it's different. I don't know. Anyway, that's that news story.
Yeah, cool.
They're all quick on my side today.
You know Waiheke Island?
Yeah, that's the one up in Auckland, right?
Yeah, it's next to Auckland.
Yeah.
They got a bus system.
What? How big is Waiheke Island?
It's actually pretty big.
Is it actually? Okay. They got a bus system. How the fuck they get a bus over there, mate?
Helicopter, maybe?
Helicopter to fucking
or
bus
ferry?
Over?
Probably ferry.
How do you fucking build a house over there? Shit. Be expensive as. Way expensive.
Wait, what? There's heaps of houses there.
How do they get the stuff for the houses, though? Be expensive.
Ships.
Ships. It's fucking expensive, mate.
Yeah. It's pretty pricey. It's like a rich person island.
Yeah, yeah.
Fully electrified buses.
We had those.
We've got one of those.
We used to have heaps of them, though. Right? I thought we got
one
electric.
No, I think there's like four or five now.
Okay. Okay. Four or five, yeah.
Apparently more.
Because there is the double-decker.
I've noticed some of the double-deckers have a different back end.
You checking out the rump of those buses?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know,
just like
behind.
That Facebook group, like sexy exhaust hole. Did I show you the photo?
No,
of that?
I don't think I've seen that one, Hugh.
And that like bus driver Facebook group.
Oh, yeah. Whereas like, check out the, I think.
Check out the sexy exhaust. I'm like, right.
Yeah, I mean, we've all got our things we care about. Like, tech people do, they're like, oh, look at this sexy graphics card.
Yeah.
I want to put my dick in its fan. You know, we've all been there. We've all wanted to do that. So I feel like, let he who has not had sex with the graphics card be the first to cast a stone, you know, whatever the saying is.
I love watching people in VR. They
look funny.
Yeah.
They look real funny.
Did I look like real into it before? I felt like I was on fire.
No, you look normal.
Just like, boom,
you don't have
boom,
any
boom.
Expression or anything. Like, Super Hot looks funnier. Cause, or Beat Saber. Because yeah. Archery, you just stand there shooting.
Super Hot, I'm like crouching behind an invisible barrel. I'm like,
yeah. So you can see
like,
you're
real close.
And you're like flinching and everything. So, like, Super Hot looks real derpy. But most of the other games don't. Okay, what else is here? Queenstown Trekking. Oh, yeah, wait, hang on. What was the Waiheke story? Just they have a bus system?
They have a fully electric bus system.
Nice. I wish we could get that.
Yeah, I wish we could. Oh, we used to.
We used to. And then we traded in for old diesel buses that were so bad they...
But don't worry, we're in a climate emergency.
I know. Fucking... I'm getting mad about it. Okay, what's this Queenstown Trekking story?
Queenstown has a tracking system.
Okay.
Because there was some frustration in place.
Oh, like we have here where it does like the real-time tracking.
Yeah.
And bus real-time tracking system.
Now they're like just switching to like another tracking system. It's going to have to rail Maori.
You really fucked that up.
Yeah, I did. I'm a bit drunk. I'm going to be honest.
It's te reo Maori.
It's not that. It's te reo Maori.
Oh, double. Fuck. Check the replay.
They're going quick.
Fucking look at that. Easy reads.
They're going
double.
Quick. 13. I'm going to stick with it. Yeah. Oh, it's called Track a Bus. Track a Bus.
What?
That's their tracking system.
How's it spelled?
Track a Bus.
Okay. That seems fairly not funny. Yeah, we use, what's the system called here? Silver Rail, I believe the system here is called. Piece of shit. I'll say that. Okay, interesting.
Cool.
Is it going to be better than Wellington? I bet it's going to be better than Wellington, isn't it?
You've seen Wellington.
Wellington's bad.
Due means it might come in the next half hour.
Yeah. Also, you know how we talked about, like, give me a week and I'll sort it out? Pretty sure tracking is one of those things I'd be like, here's an Android phone. give this to every bus driver. I can build a better system. I'll just do it. I'll just fucking do it right now. Right? Right?
They just, I like how they kind of hide behind technology as well. They're like, oh, there's like issues with GPS. And it's just like,
solve them, motherfucker.
Yeah, like you can solve this. Like people have solved this. Like,
you know what? I saw a real good tweet the other day.
Like if I was, say, driving along Willis Street, because that's what we're on, and I had a navigation system on that said where I'm going, it wouldn't just be like, oh, I think you're on another street now. Because it knows I'm on this street and it can kind of track where you are, that even if the GPS gets inaccurate.
Have you seen Uber? Uber fucks up for Willis Street at the moment. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw a real funny tweet the other day. So Metlink was like, oh, the buses in this place are running really well at the moment, given it, but there are a few cancellations. So in these areas, planned for. And someone was like, holy shit. What? Nothing?
Ghost bus went through.
Okay. Someone was like, holy shit, they talk about buses the way everyone else talks about weather. Like, they have no control over it. Like, the buses over here are doing well together, but we have a chance of cancellations in this area. Like, they legitimately talk like they have no control over it. Like, they're observing a system.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, oh, I wonder if the bus will turn up. A bus turned up. We had a 30% chance of that happening. And it's fucking insane. That's not... They control the buses.
I remind you again... They're a local government. They literally give no shits to whether it is successful or not.
So ridiculous. It's when someone pointed out, I was like, holy shit, they do. So what's that little bus up there up to? Is he?
One of our patrons.
What's Scorching Bay up to? Why is he going? Oh, okay. There was a bus kind of in front of him.
Yeah, oh, easy. Easy.
That one. Scorching Bay gets off. The other one, fuck him though.
Yeah, one of our patrons... talked to me and they've been catching up on the show. They love the fact how the hazard board down the end of the street is buses run red lights.
It's real good, right? Yeah. Possible hazards. Buses just run red lights.
I remember telling the Metlin guy and he was like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Then I seen him with a photo. He just hasn't mentioned it ever again.
Yeah, of course. What is he going to say? Like, yeah, fuck it. It happens. Also... I think you'll actually find that we have a report here stating that.
I think you'll find it does not happen.
It does not happen. 3 in a week at most. What about these 30 times? No. No.
Nothing to make us question the results.
Nothing to make us question the results. These 30 times? The video evidence?
I haven't sent that thing yet.
Yeah, I bet you fucking haven't.
You should read through it.
I know, but I'll have to rewrite it for you. And you've already.
I would love it if you did.
I know. Whatever. It's a news story. What do we got? I'll take one. You know, Hal Martin. Hal Martin. He was an NSA contractor.
Yep.
I can't remember who he's with. Maybe Raytheon. Lockheed Martin. I don't know. NSA contractor. Someone. He was originally considered the source for the Shadow Brokers. So what happened was, after the Shadow Brokers happened, they arrested Hal Martin.
Yeah.
He had 50 terabytes of NSA docs and, like, files and programs and stuff. He had been fucking hoarding that shit. I was like, 50 terabytes, right? I can understand how you can be like, oh, I accidentally took home 100 gigs of stuff. 100 gigs, maybe. I set up some syncing shit at home and it actually synced. I like, had an archive, a backup of my laptop, and I took that home, right? But 50 fucking terabytes. That dude was a hoarder. He was intentionally stealing it. Anyway, there was a lot of kerfuffle about whether the Shadow Brokers... we also saw at the same time... That was real gross.
Sorry.
McAfee, I think it was... No, it wasn't McAfee. It was Kaspersky, rather. They said that Kaspersky was how the Shadow ones. Brokers got this stuff. Yeah, because like it picked up the virus and that got sent off. Anyway, Hal Martin, long story short, they never proved whether he had or didn't have anything to do with Shadow Brokers. I mean, not publicly. He's got 9 years in prison now. So, not bad.
Ooh.
Like, if I stole 50 terabytes of data from the NSA, I'd get more than 9 years, I think.
If you had to go to prison...
Yeah.
How long would you want to go?
Less is better, I guess.
Like,
less
if you...
Nine.
Like, how long do you think is an acceptable amount...
Except the amount of time
to you
depends on the crime. Oh, like how much would I be comfortable with?
Yeah,
Okay, good, quick, because I have thought about things that would put me in jail. Like, for example, we talked about, like, in-mapping, right? In-mapping on the public internet is kind of illegal, kind of not. How long would I be comfortable?
Penguin.
Shh. Don't tell anyone. How long would I be comfortable with? I think any more than a year, I'd be pretty fucking mad about.
Yeah.
I think a year would be like, I'd struggle. I could get through a year because I'd be like, it's coming up.
It's like a holiday.
It's a year. It's a year. Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
Do you get like paid real swole while you're there? Or?
It depends on the prison system. I don't believe you do in New Zealand, but I think some have systems where you can work. You know, some countries have the thing where you just go to prison for the weekend, right?
Just the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you serve your time in the weekend, and during the week, you're like normal citizen. You can work, you can do everything, but you have to come back and spend, you know, from 5 p.m. on Friday to whatever on Monday morning. Not a bad way to do it, right?
Yeah.
Because you still...
You still get someone with knowledge working in the system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a few things like that. I think, yeah, what about you? What about you? What's the most you'd... If you actually did something illegal.
I think like a couple years, maybe.
Couple of years. The problem is couple of years, like, your partner, right? That's the thing for me is, like, even a year with your partner is going to be tough, but a couple of years.
Yeah. I could ask, yeah.
You could, yeah. We'll ask. How many years? We're just asking now. One?
Ooh,
yeah, I say one as well, one. Yeah. I said more than one, and it, like, is just bad for the partner, right? Like, it just ruins your relationship. So, yeah. There we are.
What?
I don't know if jail works like that. If he can get paternity leave while he's in there. I don't think it works like that.
Yeah. Can I just apply for annual leave?
Apply for annual leave. Well, then they say you can get conjugal visits, can't you, in some places?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'd like jail a lot more if I could take breaks, I think.
Right? Yeah, like this yearly break, you know? Yeah.
Or like if I had to serve a year, but I could serve it 3 months at a time. So I serve like 3 months,
yeah.
6 months work, 3 months. That's half a year, so it would take me, you know, longer. Yeah. Be okay.
Yeah.
Don't go to prison, kids, I guess. I don't know why we're even discussing this.
You brought it up.
I didn't bring up how long would I be comfortable in prison for. You brought that up.
Yeah. I was just thinking.
Hal Martin, though, 9 years. Oh, his name's Harold Martin. I don't know why everyone calls him Hal Martin. Maybe everyone's saying Harold Martin, and I'm just hearing Harold Martin.
I don't know.
Harold Martin.
Hal's like the guy off...
Edward Snowden?
Nah, the...
WikiLeaks guy? Assange?
No.
Give me something. Give me something. Trump. Ivanka. The Spice Girls? I don't know. Who are you talking about?
Malcolm in the Middle. Hal.
Oh, the Breaking Bad guy, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, the Breaking Bad guy. Such a different character.
Nah.
But also not.
Nah, he kind of cracked, mate. He's the same character. He just got a little bit more cracked. He just fucking... Give me that meth. What's next? Here we are. Oh, someone got fucking stabbed? Give me the story.
I think they're commenting on my desk cleanliness.
Desk cleanliness.
Yeah.
You've literally got an entire
someone
another desk.
Fucking
here.
Got stabbed.
Where's Richmond?
Richmond. West London.
West London, okay.
Really rich area. Because it's Richmond.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Is that why it's crazy that there was a stabbing there?
There was a fucking stabbing on a bus.
In Richmond.
And they're dead.
Well, if it was on a bus, that's only poor people catch the bus, don't they, darling? I'd never deign to see myself on a bus.
Poor people in a rich area might be, like, moderately rich.
And they catch buses. God, I hate poor
people.
I catch buses.
I wouldn't call myself poor.
Yeah, it's different in other countries, though. Like, America is poor people catch buses. Well, like, some parts of it.
I would catch a bus in America.
Yeah,
But I also wouldn't class... Well, like... I'm not poor, but I don't act like what most rich people act like.
In New Zealand, you literally do. You spend a lot of money on hobbies. You travel reasonably often.
Yeah, but
you own a house.
Yeah, all right, all right.
You're like the classic upper middle class New Zealander.
Yeah. But I don't like snob on people.
How many rich people do you know? Like, think of how many rich people you know.
Quite a few.
And they're all snobby?
Yeah, a few of them.
A few of them? How many? Give
probably
me a percentage.
100% of all the rich people I know.
How many do you know? Think of it this way. Out of all your friends, most of them are already rich.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just saying, the average New Zealander who's like upper middle class, let's say, once you get into the top 20% of income, which me and you definitely are, this is what rich people act like at that level. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose. I guess I know a lot of old rich people and they act...
Yeah, old people are different though, right?
Different.
Old like... people are normally just old people. No offense to any old people listening, but different times, you know?
Yeah.
Back in my day, we told them how we seized them and we hated black people.
Jesus.
That's an old person impression.
How do you describe that archery game with the people that you have to shoot?
Kill the stick figures.
Nah, you didn't say that. I think you said something else.
Kill the people with spears and bows and arrows. Oh, not just spears.
The spears.
Kill the people with the spears.
Yeah.
Or they had shields as well.
All right. I like how you don't want to say it again.
Say what again?
You described it as different.
I described it as different. That's VR. It's pretty time. Different. Pretty much the same every time. I don't know if the routes they take are different, but yeah. The stick figures are...
Anyway.
What do you describe it as again?
Something about spears.
Something about spears.
You can't just bring up my comment without first saying your comment.
Can too. Anyway, carry on. Let's change topic. How Martin gone to prison. Oh, Richmond, stabbing. Herne Bay.
Herne Bay, that's up in Auckland.
Oh, yeah?
There was a bus and three cars in Herne Bay.
Did they crash? If they crashed, that's a big crash.
I assume they crashed. Did a bus and three cars crash in Herne Bay?
I don't know.
I didn't say that loud enough.
It's just double checking from the... Nah, he's being good on. Did a bus and three cars crash in Herne Bay? Yeah. What
yeah, they crashed. Die? Fiery crash.
No one died.
No one died. No one but died. It was a fiery crash.
Okay. I think it was a lot. It was a bit of an ass.
Oh, like a tail ass?
Like a rear ending. Blocked a lot of traffic. Yeah, okay. No one died, though. All right, let's just look. To be honest. No one died. What?
I like how he just. No one died, though. Well, not interesting.
I mean, I just mean like, oh no, someone had property damage done. Who gives a shit?
What about if like a bus went through a house? I know people.
It's impressive if you see the photos. Affected. Yeah, I know you do. But insurance, mate, should be right. Although it is.
They didn't own the house. They just like.
It's even better. It's not even their house. Fuck
they
it.
To find another place to live. Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Do they get their bond back? Like, is that? Do they just instantly get it back, or like, how does it work with the lease and everything?
I'm not too sure. He doesn't really like talking about it.
I feel like once a bus crashes through your house, you're entitled to end the lease. Do you know what I mean? Like, because they have the thing, like, you have to provide a viable house. And I think bus crashes to the front, you're like, I'm out. See you later.
Yeah.
But it would be fucking annoying. Oh, I probably can live with you for a bit. I'll be like, hey, mate, can I put some shit in your house and find a new one?
We've had people do that before.
Yeah. Sometimes it happens. That's advantage of being rich, right, is you have other rich people who you can live with. Whereas when you're poor, you're like, can I live with you? And they're like, well, we've got four people to a bedroom at the moment, so no, fuck off. DNS, US. Oh, yeah, so I found this one interesting. So do you know how the DNS works in New Zealand for the government? Government DNS in New Zealand.
The government DNS, like the .gov.nz?
.gov, yep. It's all managed by this like web portal, right, where you go and you make the changes. Yep. I didn't realize it was so centralized. Like, because normally, if you have a domain, you just go to your registrar and they can push changes up for the registrar.
Yeah, so for government, there's only like two or three registrars or something?
Yeah, I think they're consolidated in New Zealand to one, I think.
Right.
Or like one web interface for managing it.
Yeah, well, like even with all the other registrars, there's still only one interface to actually add to the .nz.
Oh yeah, but everyone like implements their own front end on it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I so the US, I didn't realize this has a similar thing. I would have thought the US was too big for that, and they were just like, fuck it. They have a similar thing. So they've implemented a prediction now. Whenever someone makes a change to a .gov, any DNS change, it will email out everyone on the domain being like...
Oh my God, that's a lot of fucking emails.
I think it's okay, because it's only everyone on the domain, like for that organization, right?
Oh, right, right.
It's not everyone in the US government. That would be fucking crazy. But it's like, if you own like...
You're already working in government, and now you're just guaranteed like 100 emails a day.
Yeah,
like,
it'd be fucking crazy.
Fuck that.
So if you own Illinois Illinois.gov. Well, sure, why not? Then everyone on Illinois.gov is going to get mine. And then it waits 24 hours before actually publishing the changes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this is because people kept hijacking DNS for .gov and being like, hey, could you email all of NSA.gov to my MX records, please?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh, this seems bad. We need a... Do you remember that? There was a thing 6 months to a year ago about they made it mandatory to have 2FA on every DNS thing for the .gov.
Yes, I do recall that, yeah.
So I think, like, I haven't heard any news about exactly who or what was exploiting it, but it seems related to that, where they'll be like, hey, someone keeps fucking up our DNS. I find it interesting that they didn't say who or what or how or anything, but still interesting.
Oh, well.
All right, what else we got here? I got one more story, so do you want to take any of those? I'm also happy to end it early this week.
Shall I just read what is written?
Yeah, mate.
Wales, 60 plus, free bus, 880,000. Eagles.
Eligible.
Eligible. 2021. So expensive.
Okay. So in Wales, everyone over the age of 60 gets a free bus ride. And at the moment, wait, eligible implies that it's not currently. In Wales, they're going to make it free to get your bus if you're over 60 years old. It's going to be implemented in 2021, but it's going to be expensive. But did you know, have you seen the studies where they say, like, making buses free actually makes, when you take it holistically, it actually is better because more people transport, they don't drive cars, which ends up, like, making the area more money?
Oh, my God, there's something that might be affecting our foreign correspondent.
Okay, tell me about it.
Lotham.
What's Lotham?
Lothran.
What is it?
I don't know. I assume it's a place. They're having a bus strike, 2nd of August. Might affect Davenport NZ? Question mark.
Oh, snap.
Everlong Fest?
Yeah, not sure about that last one, eh? interesting, though, yeah. In the UK, senior residents get free bus transport. Yeah.
Oh, Davenport NZ is here.
Hi, Davenport NZ. They get free transport here in Wellington as well, right? Gold card.
Yeah, gold cards get free. Only free after 9:15 or something.
Off peak, yeah. I do like it when this, like, occasionally you'll see, like, an old person, like, clearly 80 years old or something, get on the bus, hobble up, and then reach into their purse, rummage around for a bit, and pull out a gold card and show it to the bus driver. And the bus driver's like, yeah, it's fine, go ahead. And they put it back and they go.
Some people like showing off their gold card.
I think in this case, they just, like...
You've had to wait 60 fucking 5 years to 65. Get that gold card.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really waiting. You were doing stuff at the same time. Yeah, gold card holders. So is gold card a national thing, is it?
Yeah, super gold. Old Winnie got us that gold card, I think.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. What about, like, just normal gold? Not super gold, just, like, average gold.
Don't think it exists.
Is there, like, a super gold plus when you get to, like, 80 years old?
I've got, like, a gold credit card. Does that count?
You rich motherfucker. I don't look like a rich person. I've got a gold credit card. I put up with. I've got a yellow one.
It's like a little look-see.
Oh, he's showing off his gold credit card. Is it a burrito card?
Yeah, there's that little gold one. Then I've got a platinum one.
A black one.
That's platinum.
Well, it's black coloured.
Wow. Oh, there's no photo ID on the gold card.
Ah, interesting. I should steal one.
Oh, it's 88 proof a new person. Hello.
Yeah, 88 proof. I don't see you talk. I think I've seen you talk before. In UK, it is residents get national free bus and local trains where they are local...
Transport.
Gotcha. Yeah, so local stuff. Yeah, Sydney has... Well, New South Wales, rather, in Australia has disabilities and old people get free bus and trains. So I had a friend who was, like, legally blind. He could see okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't drive. He was way too blind.
I've got a friend that's legally blind and, like, she gets a concession... card that she has to show on a bus and like
free. It's free then?
I think it's free. I'm not too sure.
Might be like off peak and stuff. Yeah.
I think she kind of just like
waves it in front of them and they're like, oh Jesus. Sorry, I'm blind.
Pretty much.
Fucking bus drivers. What'd you say? Sorry, I said I'm blind. Leave me alone.
Oh, yeah. A secret fan.
I'm a secret fan.
Oh, is that a winky face?
Yeah, it's a robot winky face. You have to have grey hair to look the part. Yeah, I don't really look old, do I? I reckon your face could get close to it. You gotta like crinkle it up lots.
Oh mate,
yeah,
I'm only
you're getting
30.
Crinkly. You're getting crinkly. See, as you smile, you get real crinkles.
Oh, don't tell Adele that.
Well, it's okay. Crinkles aren't bad. Besides, like on dudes, getting old is distinguished.
I rub my eyes a lot, and she says I'll like be old and like wrinkly prune face or.
Yeah, you're pretty old, mate. You're pretty old.
We're only fucking 30.
Oh, yeah, I got one new news story here. One all last right. one. Have you seen like the VPN stuff coming out? Like the FortiGuard, I think they call it, their VPN product.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was one for Palo Alto as well and Pulse something or other. Yeah, so you know Orange Sai? I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Chai?
Don't know.
T-S-A-I. He's like been doing a bunch of VPN research and popped them all. Pretty cool stuff, I gotta say. Like, I love the idea of just hacking a bunch of VPNs, because guess what? That shit's exposed to the internet. So I think if you remember a while ago, we talked about the FortiGuard.
Yeah, we did. Two, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. And I want a copy of it. But yeah, that would let you pop. In New Zealand, it would be hundreds and hundreds of businesses. And these are like big businesses as well. So I don't know. It's cool. I want to see his research. He seems like he's pumping out good shit. He's done lots of research, and I like it all. So good work, Orange.
All right.
Supposedly he's going to be at Black Hat, where one of our coworkers is going to. So it'd be great. Okay, I think that's it for us for today. A little bit early, but I'm pretty sleepy. So
I'm going to say I won.
No, I think actually TPP won.
Oh, yeah, TPP did win.
Yeah, you said
11.
You said 11, you said 13, yeah.
Out of us two, though.
Oh, out of us two, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not giving it to you.
Well,
no,
congrats, TPP. Congrats. You win the prize.
You get a free episode of Bus Factor next week delivered to you directly on Twitch. All right, I think we're about done.
Right.
See everyone next week. Are you going to be here next week?
I think I'm here for like the foreseeable future.
Okay, cool. See everyone later.
All right, see y'all, see y'all, see y'all.
Nibus Factor.
Oh yeah.